Before we begin the sermon this morning, I was wondering if everybody could go to the windowsill and get one of these tags. Now, not everybody has to get up, but maybe some of the kids would be willing, or the people at the end of the rows would be willing to go underneath the windows, and if you don't have a pen, there are some pens there too, and grab one of these tags. We'll be using these at the end of the service. Balcony, you don't have a window at the side, so there's a basket in the foyer if someone would be willing to run down and grab that basket and pass them out to you. Thank you. We're going to use these to write down our words of thankfulness later on, or now. We did this a year ago, and it was a powerful physical reminder of the things we're thankful for. They can be small things, they can be large things, but I've heard that the birthplace of joy is gratitude. And we'd like everyone who's willing to participate to do so. We'll take a few moments to get those passed out. You can draw a picture of something you're thankful for, or write a poem, or simply just put a few words on there. At the end of the sermon, we'll have a time where everyone can place their note on a branch on the tree that you see over there in front of the organ, our Charlie Brown Christmas gratitude tree. In our first Testament reading this morning, we heard Psalm 100. In verse 5, it states, "The Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." In the First Testament, steadfast love is translated from the word chesed. You can see the word on the front of your bulletin. So if everybody wants to take your bulletin out for a moment, you can see that word written there. Now, the CH at the beginning of the word chesed is pronounced kind of like the CH that we hear in Bach. And so if you put that at the beginning of the word, and then blessed is chesed is pronounced a little bit like blessed, so chesed. Everybody try saying it with me this morning. Chesed. Hey, you guys are good. Just don't hit the person in front of you, right? Sorry, it's cold and flu season, isn't it? Chesed appears 248 times in the First Testament, half of the time in the Book of Psalms alone. It gets used a lot, but what does it actually mean? Chesed is hard to translate. We don't have any English words that tell us exactly what it means. We use words like steadfast love, kindness, covenant loyalty, mercy, grace, gracious love, and faithfulness. My favorite translation comes, of course, from Walter Brueggemann. I love that guy, who translated it as tenacious solidarity. The word tenacious reminds me of when Ella was really little. She may have been little, but she was a tenacious hugger. Her skinny little arms would just wrap around your neck, and you could not get her to let go. Well, unless you tickled her, and then she would. But I think of Ella and tenacious solidarity. Solidarity is about mutual support. It's a unity of feeling or action, and it's a we're all in this together. Cheryl Durham, Jewish scholar, says chesed is complicated. It's more than the loving kindness that it's often used to translate chesed. The term implies four actions that are related. First, it's a kind of kindness towards someone within the context of a relationship. It must be from the heart. Second, once we have experienced it, we now choose to show that same chesed towards the person who gifted it to us. Third, it assumes a type of pay it forward. Now that you have experienced it and given it back to others, you keep on giving it. Fourth, chesed is relational. It is about the attitude and action of community. It's not isolated to the individual as loving kindness might imply. Chesed cannot exist out of community. Chesed almost perfectly defines Matthew 5, 3-10 that we heard read this morning by Jeremy, the Beatitudes. It is the glue to a covenant relationship in a collective identity. In other words, steadfast love, chesed, tenacious solidarity, it's all about relationship. with God and with others. Because God loved us so fully, we give our love back to God and to others. And not only giving that love, but acting on that love. This is not some mushy movie type of love, but it's a love that sticks by who or what it loves no matter what. How amazing is it to know that we're in relationship with a God who steadfastly loves us and desires to be loved by us in return, and empowers us to go and share tenacious solidarity with the rest of the world. In the book, Our Lives as Torah, author Carol Ox talks about how once we understand our relationship with God as created beings, we begin to better understand our connection to all of creation and to others. She compares God to the sun. We cannot look at the sun directly without hurting our eyes, but we see all that its light shines on, and we understand the world around us through the power of the sun's heat and light. We rarely experience God with direct intensity, but we know he lights up all that we see and reveals himself and others to us through our day-to-day experiences. God's chesed communicates his love and kindness to all of humanity, and all of humanity's kindness to one another. It is willingly given with no expectation of getting anything back. It's different from charity. Charity usually means sharing our money or our resources with others. Chesed can be charity, but more importantly, it is kindness that we share with our very being, who we are. It can be that little action that we simply did because it is good and right, not because we get everything for it or are recognized for it. Jack Duick, in his book called The Chesed Boomerang, isn't that a great title, states, kindness infuses life with meaning. It creates light where there is darkness. It brings hope where there is despair. It warms and comforts where there is grieving. It nourishes the soul where there is emptiness. It provides human dignity where there is shame. It brings joy where there is sadness. It builds love where there is isolation. Acts of kindness sanctify life. They are never wasted. They always make a difference. One of the many ways we express our love and faithfulness to one another and to God is to show gratitude or thankfulness for or to them. It's an act of covenantal relationship with God as a community and as individuals. Last year, we wrote out our thanks and we decorated a branch with our thoughts. We're doing this again today as a visible reminder of what we're thankful for. We'll leave the tree up for a month to remind us of our many gifts or to add to it if we can't remember this morning something that we think of later. If you've not already, please take a moment to write down or draw your words of gratitude, and then we ask that you would come forward and place your words on the tree. If you need some assistance, I'm sure some of our children or someone sitting close to you would be willing to bring your words to the tree. Now, there's no rush, but please come forward as you are ready. Well, I think it looks beautiful. Thank you to everyone who participated. As we go forward into this week, let us think where we can be chesed in our workplaces, in our schools, in our neighborhoods, in our playgrounds, and in our homes. Or perhaps you're in a time where you need to receive some chesed. There are ebbs and flows to every relationship. Give and take. Give what you can, take what you need. Every week at First Baptist, we try to create tenacious solidarity with one another in the service, in coffee time, in various lessons or connections with one another. I think of my 27 years here and how many times in my life at First Baptist where I have been able to give and to be active. But I also remember over the years where I experienced some of life's darkest moments and I could barely get out of bed. It was then that God, various people, and sacred spaces offered me solidarity in a way that would not let me go. I am thankful for this place of people and the spirit that animates it day to day. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.